From Directions Magazine, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, November 26, 2013. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, editor-in-chief on Kent Island, Maryland.
This week, we dive into the latest advances in location-based advertising. What works? What doesn't work? We'll tackle those questions after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Make ArcGIS Online the mapping platform for your organization. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at esri.com/agoleval.
Okay, Joe, I've been keeping my eyes open. I've got four different uses of location-based advertising, new ideas in location-based advertising, and we're just going to walk on through them and see what makes sense and what doesn't.
All right.
So first up, we go to the perennial favorite, Foursquare. And the news from Foursquare is that it is now letting advertisers advertise on its main screen, sort of the first one you pull up when you visit the app or the website. They're letting people advertise there who may or may not be location-based. So the first advertiser there is MasterCard, which, of course, you could use everywhere, pretty much. And the idea is if you click on the ad, you are told about local restaurants that take MasterCard, and then a small amount is given to charity. So this is so weird because it's like, well, Foursquare is very location-based. MasterCard isn't really. So does this make sense?
Not really. Foursquare removed anything with respect to location in some respects by opening up their screen to basic banner advertising. So not exactly an advancement in location-based advertising. But in terms of selling their premium ad inventory, it makes some sense.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. This is more for Foursquare than it is for the advertisers. Well, the advertisers say this sort of works. I don't know. I guess the one thing I'll point out is this is very much, as you said, more like a traditional banner ad. Hey, MasterCard, remember us? Use us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the whole location thing is sort of taken another step away, if you like. You have to click through, and then you get some location-based stuff.
Yeah, and I think revenue is taken front and center for Foursquare at this point.
True. And you are a Foursquare user.
Right.
How has your use changed of late? Do you have a sense of that?
You know, I used it actually just recently, last night as a matter of fact, and why I do it is to see if I'm going to be enticed by any promotion at the place I'm at. I was at a restaurant, I checked in just to see what it was about, were there any suggestions about the menu. Foursquare hasn't advanced to the point where I'm going to be a regular user. I will use it on occasion.
Okay. Well, maybe that says something about why they're talking to MasterCard. Okay, next up, let's get into the shopping department. This has to do with Apple and Macy's. And there is a brick-and-mortar advertising application called Shopkick, which sort of keeps track of when you come into the store and then can help you find stuff. And the news from Macy's is that they are working with Shopkick and the iBeacons that work with the iPhone. That's Apple's new indoor locating technology that uses Bluetooth. And the idea is that in a handful of stores, take advantage of these new beacons and you'll get more information from Shopkick about those boots that you were researching online, and here you are in the store, and oh, by the way, Macy's sells them, and here they are. Big advancement?
This is very similar to a concept first introduced well over a decade ago for supermarkets that were expected to embed sensors in stores, at end caps, or in the floor, if that was an option. And that would offer coupons on a video display terminal attached to the shopping cart. Now, the implementation is with smartphones this time. So I have to take it from this perspective. I'm not a female, and I'm not in the 18 to 34 demographic. But when I go to a store, there's usually a purpose. I want to buy jeans, a Christmas gift, whatever. And the implementation here is to capture impulse buying. Well, now maybe you can speak from a woman's perspective, Adina, but I feel like I'm less likely to accept an offer even if I've opted in, because I'm there with a purpose and my disposable income has probably already been allocated. So again, this is from a male perspective, it would work better in a grocery store concept where the impulse buy is more likely. So in general, though I think the concept could work for loyalty programs, it also assumes you'll visit the store on a somewhat frequent basis, which for malls is becoming a less frequent proposition.
I don't consider myself a very good representative of women and women shoppers in general, so I'm not going to try that. But what I will say is that I think you're sort of honing in on a very fundamental issue, and that's how do people look at the act of shopping in a store? For you, it's a very pragmatic thing. I need to go buy something. For other people, men and women, so far as I can tell, it's a recreational activity. And I think when you look at it that way, this idea that this kind of an application is going to enhance that recreational activity, then you see it more gamey, more fun. Maybe back to what you just said about you checked in on Foursquare just to see if you got some ads. It was kind of a little detective work, right?
Yeah.
I think other people might look at this in the same sort of way as, oh, well, what is it they're going to tell me? What do they know about me? How do they know about the boots that I'm interested in or whatever? More importantly, I think what this really is one of these early implementations, start using the iBeacon technology. You got a big brand name in Macy's. Shopkick, I've actually heard of, so that's they're somewhat well-known. So this is one of these early implementations to see how it goes.
Yeah, I would agree. I think from my point, I have a little problem with using the iBeam technology because there's going to be an initial investment by the retailer to invest that way. I do think that's kind of on the plus side. The practicality, I think, is very, very good.
Right, and I think we're going to see how this iBeacon technology really plays out. And if it's so much better than what we've already got now with Wi-Fi and other locating kinds of tools, sensors. And
right,
such.
Right.
Okay, now let's move to a whole different ball game here. This is British Airways, the big airline, and they've got some billboards. One of them is in Piccadilly Circus, and the ad that shows up on the billboard is phenomenal, and you should absolutely go watch the video. I watched it several times just because it's so cute. It's a little boy, and he's running around, and he points up at the sky, and there's an airplane is going over in the real sky, and it says what the code of the flight is and where it's going. And basically what this is doing is telling you, hey, BAA flies to this destination. But the implementation is so clever, and the fact that they use a little kid and he's pointing, and it's real-time data, and I was just like, this is the coolest thing ever.
This was very clever, very clever. A-plus for implementation. I was just in Piccadilly Circus recently. I wish I had seen that ad or taken the moment to look around and knew about it. Will it work? That's, I think, one of the other things. So
well,
if I'm
let's take a step back. What is the goal of the ad?
Draw your attention. You know, fly British Airways, right? You know, here's where we're going. Here's our destinations. Fly with us.
Yeah, in fact, it's very much like the MasterCard ad in the sense of it's a brand ad. It's remember BA British Airways, we're awesome.
Right.
And oh, by the way, here's where we're flying to. And I guess the other part of this too is. There is some location-basedness about this, of course.
Oh, yeah.
This ad is in London, right? So if you're in London, you can get to Heathrow, you can fly wherever you want. And here are examples of where you can fly to.
Yeah. It works for the pedestrian. It doesn't work so well for the motorist, right? You're going to have to look at that billboard and go, what's he doing? And by the time you look at it, the airplane's gone, the kid is gone.
Hey, so if you're going to drive a car through Piccadilly Circus, more power to you, man. I'm not doing
exactly.
That.
No, exactly right.
So the real question is, will this branding move internationally? I mean, will I see this at Copley Square in Boston, for example? They fly here. I'm just curious if there'll be enough to it, and maybe there are different ones with little girls running around or different kinds of people pointing up in the sky. There's a bunch of different ways you could do this, but it's absolutely A1, and I think if nothing else, this is going to create buzz because everybody's going to do what we're doing, which is, hey, you got to watch this video because it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a great branding exercise.
Okay, and finally, we come to a New England brand, and this is Friendly's Ice Cream, which I grew up with here in New England. Friendly's has fallen on some hard times. It went into bankruptcy a couple of years ago, and they've closed tons of stores around here. So what is Friendly's doing holiday season to get people to buy more ice cream? They're using Placecodes. And Placecodes is a company that allows you to put in an actual address or a location that does not have an address and encode it and then share that encoding via email, via a tweet, or in this case via what's basically a QR code that has the location embedded in it such that when you scan it with your phone, It will show you the nearest friendlies or where to buy friendlies products and give you directions to that location. What do you think?
Well, I think it has some merit. I'd give it a plus for implementation and also a plus for practicality of usage. They've linked promotion to navigation. So let's look at the mechanics of this type of location-based marketing. So where you are most likely, where are you most likely to see the coupon? Well, you could be reading a magazine, a newspaper, but you are at some distance from the retail store. So you have to cut out the coupon and bring it with you so that there's some connection there. So it's not exactly location-based advertising, as it does require you to be in proximity to the retailer.
I was surprised to find that after I saw the announcement about this, I was flipping through the little packet of coupons that comes with the paper, and lo and behold, here it is. And it's a full page, you know, with a pretty Jubilee roll, which I think is the big thing that one buys from Friendly's, like in the grocery store, or you can buy it at the shops as well.
Right, for the holidays, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one. I mean, I've seen the concept, but I don't think I've ever had one. And there is this giant coupon, which takes about a quarter of the page, a dollar off two ice cream rolls, and then there is this weird QR code-like thing that has an A and a B on it with a little yellow arrow moving between them with a little asterisk, which I guess is supposed to say, scan this for navigation, but the actual text says, scan below for the nearest place to buy Friendly's rolls or visit placecodes.com/friendly.
I'm having
a hard time with the whole QR codes. I think we're still figuring out. I mean, have you ever scanned a QR code?
I have, but I was just going to ask you that same question, which is, what's the propensity of anybody having a scan app on their phone and to be able to do exactly what we're suggesting, which is scan it for navigation?
Right. Well, and this isn't even that. This, to the best of my knowledge, all it does is it takes you to that URL and it's done a location-based search based on your location to get the local providers.
Right, but it will give you driving directions. I clicked on the link just to see what it would do. So it will give you driving directions.
Right. Yeah. No. I agree with that. Now, here's what I really think this is about. This is about yet another one of those companies that thinks that if they can take an address and somehow package it into some kind of non-address-like thing that you can share, life is going to be better. And we did an article at Directions last year that talked about some of the different ways that people have tried to do this. And this whole idea is very, very old. The first company that I ran into was the Nat Geo folks, right, where you code it with some numbers and some letters.
Yeah.
And that's better than your actual address. Well, this is just sort of that, but embedded. All I can say is I'm hoping Friendly's is going to make it. I hope they're not spending a lot of money on this because I don't think the return is going to be significant.
I think the linkage isn't quite there yet for most people. They're going to see the coupon, but will they use the app to navigate?
It's certainly the advertising, help you find the nearest store thing is far less important than this giant picture of a slice of Jubilee roll with whipped cream on it, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's I'll say it again. I think it's a solution in search of a problem.
All right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Our sponsor, Esri, would like to remind you that the ArcGIS for Professionals portal offers everything you need to get the most out of your GIS. The website includes resources on mapping, analysis, managing data, sharing your work, and planning your projects. To learn more, visit pro.arcgis.com. That's pro.arcgis.com.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet at DirectionsMag, or you can post a comment where this podcast is hosted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.